Again, this morning, I always like to thank you for taking your time to be here in the house of the Lord. And what would you say? What would you say if I told you this morning? Psalms 23 is where the message comes from this morning. What would you say to that? Pam said, "Have you seen what the responsive reading is on the back of the bulletin?" And I had not. And I said, "Well, let me guess. It's Psalms 23." So that's what are the message that God has given me to share with you today. It's one of my favorite chapters of the Bible, Psalms 23. "For the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I want you to turn over there with me, and we're going to read this entire chapter of Psalms 23. We're going to read verses 1. We're going to read verses, let me look here and see. And we'll read verses 1 through 5 before we get started. Then I want to pray. Let me turn the page here. 1 through 6. And then I'm going to pray, and then we'll go forth with the message. Psalms chapter 23, verses 1 through 6, which verse 1 begins with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I'd like to ask you to bow with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, once again this morning, we want to thank You for Your word. We want to thank You for this message, Heavenly Father, that's about to go forth. God, we thank You for all those that are here today to hear Your message, Heavenly Father. God, hide me behind the cross as always. Lord, let me take no honor or glory for anything said and done in your house today, Heavenly Father. But God, I pray now that those that hear the message, Lord, will be blessed. Lord, I pray that You will anoint me with the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, God, as Your message is spoken forth. And Lord, we ask now that all things that are said and done and comes of this message, Heavenly Father, will be to Your glory, and we humbly ask this now in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want to start right off the bat this morning. I want to start right off with verse 1. This is a good Psalms. This is a great Psalms. If you ask me, this is probably one of the best Psalms in the Bible, in the book of Psalms. Psalms 23. David wrote this Psalm. He writes at a time that in his life when he was down. He writes at a time when his life was in a difficult places. But he lifts up his Lord. He glorifies his God. And he talks about how great God is. "The Lord is my shepherd." Today, the Lord, church family, is your shepherd. He's the good and great shepherd that cares for you and loves you today. Do you believe that today? Can you say amen to that today, church family? How many know that today, that the Lord is your shepherd? He's your good and great shepherd, and that He cares about you more than anything. You are more, I can't stress this enough to you. You are more valuable to God than anything that He's ever created in the universe. You are more important to God than all those things combined. That's how great of a God that you have today that loves you. People don't know that. People need to hear. Jeff, people need to hear on the outside of the church wall. Wayne, people need to hear at your workplace that God loves them, that God cares about them, that God is all about them. God is all about, do you know that God is all about you today? A lot of times we are all about we. I'm all about me sometimes, but God says, "I'm all about you 24/7, 365 days of the year." You know who knows you best? People say, "Well, I know myself best." That's not true. I don't know myself the best. God knows you the best. And you don't want to know why God knows you the best? Because God created you. He created you to be what He wants you to be. But it's up to us to know that and understand it and come to learn that. That the Lord is your shepherd, the good and great shepherd. I shall not want. He, in verse 2, He makes me lie down in green pastures. Listen, I want to expound on that verse right there. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Now let me ask you a question this morning, church family. If that is true, if the Lord makes you lie down in green pastures, why are there so many people in the world today looking for greener pastures? Can you answer that and tell me why? Why are people always roaming around looking for something that they think is going to satisfy them? Why are people in such a big hurry to find something that's going to make them happy? Short term. The world that we're living in is all short term. But God says He'll make you lie down in green pastures. He'll give you the green pastures to lie down in. He'll give you the best places to lie down in. He'll give you the good places to lie down in. He'll bring you to beautiful places. How many in here in the house of God today has been in some ugly places? I have been in some ugly, dark places. But when I met my Savior, when I met my Lord, when I met my good and great shepherd, He brought me to beautiful places. He brought me to pastures that I have never seen before. He's brought me to places that I could never imagine that were so immaculate. I've seen some immaculate things in this world. Houses, cars. But there ain't nothing to compare to what God can give you. Amen? There ain't nothing to compare to what God can give you. You know what I was told this morning? I ain't going to mention no names in the house of God. I ain't calling nobody out because I don't want to embarrass nobody. But this is what I was told. God's been so good to me. I said, if you don't want to come to church this morning, you don't have to if you ain't got time. But this is what I was told. I'm going to come because God's been so good to me, I'm going to make time. Praise God, hallelujah. That's a good shepherd. The Lord convicted that person's heart that quick. I said, that's a good shepherd right there. The Lord's been so good. How many has the Lord's been so good to? Anybody here in the house of the Lord? How many has the Lord been good to this morning? That's what we need to be praising God for. That's why you that excites me every day. God's been good to me. He's good to me every day. I got everything I need. I got a good family. I got a good wife. I got good kids. We got problems here and there. But you know what? The devil's always going to bulk up. The devil's always going to kick up. But the Lord wants you to hear. See, the world don't want to hear. The devil don't want the world to hear. The devil don't want you to hear this morning that the Lord maketh me lie down in green pastures. Because He wants you to roam. He wants you to look around. He wants you to get involved in this and that. So that you can be distracted. So that you don't have time to look at God. You don't have time to focus on God. You don't have time to read your Bible. You don't have time to witness to nobody. The devil wants you to do. He wants to come up against you and tell you, hey, roam over here. The grass is a little greener over here. But you know what I told somebody the other day? Just because you go over here and see a little bit of grass that's a little bit greener, it don't mean it's always greener. Sometimes it don't taste as good. You know, cows, they don't like but certain kinds of grass. Wonder why that is. Cows don't, you want to know what, you don't want to find about grass? Cows and horses, whoever, whatever kind of animal eats grass, they want the good grass. If I want the good grass, it's when I want to go into the places where the Lord says, hey, I'm going to let, I can think I can stay here. I think I could lay down here. I think I could rest here. And guess what, church family? You can rest in the Lord. Amen? You can't rest in the world. you ever thought about that? You can't rest in the world. But you can rest in God in the world. Amen? You following me this morning? You can rest in God in the world. You can find peace in God in the world. He leads me beside the still waters. Man, is that not a good word to you this morning? I could stop right there. Frida, I could stop right there. He leads me beside the still waters. Amber, what do you think about that? Is that not good? That life is always moving. Life is always on the go. Life is always, it's never standing still. And people, if you don't believe me, just watch people zip by you every day. You don't believe me? Watch people on their phones. They don't even have time to pull over and text on their phones. They got to do it while they're driving. They got their feet and their toes wrapped around the steering wheel with their hands back there driving. You ever seen that? That's because they ain't got time. They can't be still. The Lord's Word says, be still and know that I am God. And these young adults, I said, what's the two key words that I said this morning? I told those young adults this morning, be still and know that I am God. Two key words in that verse of Scripture. Be still. The Lord leads me beside still waters. Did you know that a sheep won't cross moving water? Did you know that a sheep, if he comes upon a stream, he won't drink from that stream? Did you know that a sheep uses the same worn out path to go back and forth? Did you know that a sheep is scared of water that's moving? Because they're afraid they're going to drown. Sheep can't swim. They can't swim with all that fur on them, that hair on them. They can't swim. And that's what happens to us out in the world. We get going so fast. We get moving so fast. I said hair, but it's wool. It's wool. They ever got in a stream of water, they would sink and die. But don't we do the same thing? Jeff, don't we do the same thing? Because we won't slow down, because we won't be still, because we won't stop. We'll try to cross that stream anyway. And we fall into the stream and we drown because we don't know any difference. But God says, be still and know that I'm God. He's the one that leads us beside the still water. He says, I lead you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. A sheep travels the same way. The good shepherd, he leads his sheep in the same path, the same direction. See, there's a path with God today. Amen. Church family, do you know that today? There's a path with God today. It's that same old worn path. We got to go to church on Sunday morning. We got to sing some songs on Sunday morning. We got to listen to a preacher talk about a worn out path. Then we got to go outside the church walls and the preacher says we got to take the Word of God out into those paths that we don't travel, out in those dark valleys that we don't like to go in. And we got to tell those other people out there that's traveling those paths that they don't need to be in, hey, this is a better path. It may be a worn out old path. If you ever been out in the woods, now let me tell you this. If you ever been out in the woods deer hunting, deer, they don't just walk out in the opening. I know that for a fact. I'm no expert deer hunter. Sometimes you might get lucky, but deer have trails that they travel back and forth. And the reason most of the time I don't see any deer because they're off down in the woods traveling their paths that they have traveled back and forth. And I'm sitting there waiting. And waiting and waiting, Brother Hugh, and I thought, oh, Lord, just let something come along so I can go home. But those deer are traveling all around me in their paths that they take. And you know why? Because they know. They know what path to take. They know it's for their own good. They know it's for their own protection. And the same way it goes with God today. Those that travel that path with God, for Jesus' sake, His name's sake, they know what path to take. God shows it. You say, well, how do I know, preacher? How do I know what path to take? Well, God will show you. Amen? God will show you. You ask God to show you the path. He will show you what path to take. He will lead you beside still water. You need to slow down? The Lord will help you slow down. Sometimes it may not be the way you want to slow down, but the Lord will help you to slow down. And He will lead you beside the still water. He'll take you to a peaceful place. Do you know that David, he says, let me move on. I don't want to get ahead of myself this morning. He says it all going on down. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. How many in the house of God know today when David wrote this, David wrote this right here, and he knew that his God was with him. Even in the darkest valleys, even in the shadow of death, God will be with you. Can you say amen to that this morning? Praise God, hallelujah, that God says He'll be even with you in the shadow of death. When you're laying on your deathbed someday, God will be with you. He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. even until the end of the age, He will be with you. Amen, church family. Am I telling you a lie this morning? Or is this what the Word of God says? Jesus said, I'll always be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you, because He's going to be with you through the entire duration of your life, until you cross out of this walk of life and go on into the next walk of life, which is eternal life that has been promised to every Christian believer that's ever walked the face of the earth, including you and I today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is that not a good word to you this morning, church family? Listen, let's move on. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, I want to tell you what this means. A rod. Did you know a shepherd would use a rod? He had a staff, which was a lightweight pole, had that little crook on the end of it, like a candy cane. But he also had a rod. And you know what he used that rod? You know what a rod is? It was a thick, heavy kind of stick that a shepherd would use. And that rod meant it represented authority. And that rod was used to guide his sheep with. That's what that shepherd would do with that rod. And the staff, let me tell you what the staff represents. The staff was used by the shepherd. He would take that staff and he would use that staff to count his sheep. He used that crook part to examine his sheep. Do you know that God's the great healer? Do you know that this morning, that God's the great healer? You know the world outside, it can hurt you real quick. Anybody know that? If you don't know that, I want to pray with you. You already know that. Wayne, you know the world outside? It can hurt you real quick. People can hurt you real quick and make wounds and then inflictions, cuts, and make scars on you. But listen, every day when the sheep come back into the fold, the good shepherd, man, this is good. I'm getting hot up here. The good shepherd would take that staff and count his sheep to make sure all his sheep were accounted for. And he would examine each one of them. And he would look them over, because they would get injured. They would get wounded. And he would anoint them with oil. He would doctor them. And he would nurse them until they were back to full health. And guess what God does for you and me today? When you get hurt, when you get cut, when you get stabbed, when you get lied to, when your heart gets broken, when your heart gets ripped out of you, when people let you down, when people disappoint you, when you let hate get in your life, when you let pride get in your life, that's a wound. Do you agree with that? All that's a wound. That's an affliction. You've been hurt. But then when you go to Jesus, the good shepherd, he looks you over. He looks Brother Phil over and he says, oh, you got a cut. Somebody's hurt you. The world has stabbed you. The world's broken your arm or broken your heart. Jesus says, let me nurse you. Let me anoint you. Let me restore your soul. And he takes you and nurses you, doctors you, anoints you until you're whole again, until you're healed again. How many want to be healed by Jesus today? How many? How many want to be healed? God Almighty, look at the hands in here this morning. Everybody. See, you know what I'm preaching this morning? You know what God's saying? God can heal you. Now, how many believe that God can heal you today? God can heal you today. God can heal you wounds today. He can heal you cuts today. And listen, you got scars? You got scars? I know you do. I got them. I got scars. God can heal those scars. He can take those scars away. And how do you know? How do you think I know that? Preacher man, you say, preacher, how do you know that this morning? Because I know Jesus can, because he's got scars of his own. Amen. He's got scars. Jesus Christ has got scars in his hands and in his feet, because he took those scars upon himself so that we could be forgiven, so that we could be healed, so that we could be set free from all bondages, from all iniquity, all sin. I know he can, but you've got to let him. Those things in my life that used to bother me, I'm talking bad things. I'm talking bad, bad things. And the devil tries to bring them up. He tries to get me to remember them. He tries to instill that anger back in me. And you know what I do?
I just look at him and I say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ, by the authority of Jesus Christ. I take that rod and I whack him right over the head with it. You know what Jesus said also? Let me tell you this real quick. Is this good to you this morning? Well, I get excited about this. Jesus said that a good shepherd, that having 99 or 100 sheep and one leaves the fold and one strays off and gets lost, a good shepherd goes off and he searches for it until he finds it. And then when he finds it, he picks it up, puts it over his shoulders, and he carries it back to the fold. Now, is that not a good word to you this morning, church family? Is that not a good word? It says that Jesus, being the good shepherd, he found me. I was that one sheep. And that heaven rejoices over one lost soul. One. That's all it takes. Jesus is looking for sheep right now that's lost. Jesus is looking for that one lost sheep so that he can pick it up, nurse it back to health, bring it back in the fold. What a great God we serve today. Wow. All right. I'm about to burn up here this morning. Listen, I'm almost done. I'm on verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, church family, I can't preach on this verse enough. I told you it's one of my favorite passages of Scripture, Psalms 23. My cup is overflowing this morning. God has prepared a table in the presence. You know what your enemies are doing right now? They're jealous of you. They're envy of you. They're mad at you this morning. They don't like it. They don't like it that God is treating you so good. They say, well, why is old Brother Phil, why is he smiling all the time? Why is he happy all the time? Why is he overflowing? Because God, you know, at one time my cup was empty. My cup was bone dry. You could turn it over and nothing coming out of it but sand. But today, because of Jesus Christ, my cup is overflowing. Anybody else's cup overflowing today? Is your cup overflowing? And guess what happened? I've said this a million times. When your cup overflows with the love of God, with the grace of God, with the mercy of God, with the forgiveness of God, with the authority of God, then it's going to overflow into the lives of others. God's going to make you lie down in green pastures. He's going to lead you beside the still waters. He's going to fill your life with all His goodness. He's going to bring you out of the dark valley. He's going to set you up on high on top of a mountain. And you're going to be able to look around everywhere you are. And you're going to see your enemies down below. But God says, don't worry about them. They ain't going to be able to come up against you and crush you, because He's got them under the blood. All your enemies, even Satan himself, are under the blood of Christ right now. And they can't destroy you. They can try. They can't crush you. Even though we're persecuted and perplexed on all sides, even though we're broken, but we're not persecuted. We are not abandoned, because God is there with you. And the victory has already been won. The Lord says the battle is His. It's not yours. The battle is His. And say, I had to learn that the hard way. I had to try to fight. I told Pam, I said, man, you just need to turn it over to the Lord. I said, I can't turn it over to the Lord. I'm going to fight this battle and I'm going to win it. But guess what? I never won a battle that I ever tried to win without God's help and not without giving it over to the Lord and letting God fight that battle for me. And when you do that, when you turn your battle over unto the Lord and stop trying to fight it yourself, then you'll have the victory. Then you'll succeed, because it'll be at the hand of God and not your own. Does that make any sense to you this morning, church family? All right, last thing. Wow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, I want to tell you one final thing today before we pray. As old Dudley Brock used to say, I bet I heard him say this a million times. I know in my knower. If there's such a thing this morning, I know, Brother Hewlett, in my knower, I'm not boasting in myself, I'm boasting in the Lord. I know I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I know, one final thing, I know that God's goodness and God's mercy will follow me all the days, whatever how many days I've got left on this earth. I know that the goodness and mercy of the Lord shall follow me all the days of my life, and someday I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Do you know that today? And here in the house, everyone that's under the sound of my voice, those that are watching on Facebook today, do you know that today? Are you sure that you know in your knower that you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever? If you can't answer a yes to that question, then I would suggest falling down on your knees and asking God to forgive you and asking the Lord to come into your heart while you still have time. And listen, today is the day of salvation. Today, right now, as we are sitting here, today is the day of salvation. There is no other day that I would be a liar. I'd be a lying preacher if I told you was guaranteed a tomorrow. A lot of people are banking on tomorrow. I'll wait till tomorrow. I used to be one of those people. I'll wait till tomorrow. I got plenty of time. I'm only 51. I should live till I'm 100. I've got plenty of time. But your life could end. As Paul says, your life is like a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. That's what your life is. It's kind of like that little pop when you open up the can of drink, it goes psh. That's what that vapor is that comes out of the can. That's all you got. So you better make it count while you can before it's too late. Now then, let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this word. God, we pray that it be anybody under the sound of my voice, Lord, today that does not know the Lord Jesus Christ. God, let today be that day that they can come to know Him. Let this day be the day that they confess the Lord as their Savior. And let them begin that new life, that new relationship between the Good Shepherd and the sheep. Lord, I know the Lord, I know you love us. I know you care for us. God, I know you lead us and guide us in the directions and the paths that we need to take every day. Lord, I pray your blessings on those that are here today. I pray your blessings on those that are watching on social media today, Heavenly Father. And God, I pray that everything that we've said and done in your house today, Lord, to be to honor and glorify your holy name. And Lord, your word says, if you be lifted up, you draw all men unto you, Heavenly Father. So God, that is the will of you for us today to go out of the house of God and promote the gospel message while we still have time. And we humbly ask these things now, all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.